The pride of NBC Sports Boston, Kyle Draper, joins us. Hello, Kyle.
What's up, Rich? How you doing, my friend?
Well, I see the news here that the only thing they could do to outshine your brilliance is to build a new studio because that's the only thing that they could find a way to contain your presence.
Well, Rich, it's finally a studio fit for a king, right?
Yes, well, yes, exactly.
It took them long enough, you know, but no, we're fired up, man. It's interesting. I just learned some facts and figures about this studio, and, you know, the studio is so big, Rich, you could fit the TD Garden floor inside of it.
Well, that's what I heard. That's crazy, man. That's room enough for Tangway's ego.
Exactly. And they use a gallon to mix, too. We may have to build another studio to get those two guys together.
Well, we look forward to seeing that tonight. Let's talk about the Celtics and go back a couple of nights. What in the world happened to this team against the Lakers?
Well, you know, it's just like the Celtics, right? To overlook the Washingtons and the Phoenixes of the world and come out dialed in against LeBron James and the Lakers. And what you saw was, A, everybody was healthy other than, you know, obviously Robert Williams. But they played together. They attacked. And even when they got down early, they didn't panic. And that's sort of the blueprint of how this team has to play, right? You got to move the ball, multiple efforts on both ends of the floor. And we saw that. And the Lakers, you know, they sort of checked out early. Anthony Davis just coming back. LeBron didn't seem, you know, determined to impose his will. But, you know, it was definitely the best win of the season. And I think one of the most unexpected win of the season.
Well, big one tonight. Grizzlies, despite the record, can be a tough team. Is the key shutting down Ja Morant?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when you look at his numbers are fine, 18.7 assists, but really it's the intangibles. I feel he gives them energy, he gives them life. And so if you corral him, make life difficult on him, I think that sort of, you know, takes some of the energy and emotion from the other guys. But they're a nice little young team. I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, a former lottery pick, he's having a great year. Nobody's talking about Dylan Brooks, one of the best three-point shooters in the league. And so this is going to be a fun game to watch. You know, the Grizzlies, you know, used to be known for their slow down, grit and grind kind of play. Not anymore. These young guys get up and down the floor, and they're looking to put you on the poster every time down.
This is an interesting stretch of games for the Celtics, particularly coming off that rough stretch where they lost 6 of 8. How important is the next couple of weeks in determining where they're likely to finish up in the regular season?
Well, when you look at the schedule, you got some big games on this schedule. You know, you got Miami next week. You got Philly as well. And so these are games that, you know, it may be January and soon to be early February, but when you look at the final standings, these games are going to matter. You know, you want to win that season series against Miami. You want to send Philly a message that, you know, they're not that much better than you, if at all. And so I think these next few weeks, you got Golden State and you have winnable games also. And so for me, I think they want to go into the All-Star break, obviously, on a winning note. If these next 2 or 3 weeks, you know, I'm looking at maybe, you know, a 7-3 or, you know, 8-2 kind of thing over these next 10 games going into that All-Star break.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Are the Red Sox making any progress on finding a manager? It sounds like the Mets have their guy. Or are the Sox going to wait until opening day?
It would just be just like the Red Sox. I don't know what they're waiting on, right? I mean, we're less than a month away from pitchers and catchers and spring training. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's, you know, an internal candidate or somebody with ties to the organization. I'm shocked that, you know, it's taken this long. You know, you heard Renick's name being mentioned out there. You know, everybody's talking about Veritek. I don't know which route they'll go, but I think it has to happen soon. And then I wonder, is this going to be a lost season also? You know what I mean? It's like you got a new manager. You got, you know, turmoil. Who knows what MLB is going to come down with, what kind of penalties or sanctions or anything like that. And so I think they're going to go into this season with a dark cloud hanging over.
And another setback for Dustin Pedroia as he tries to come back. Does it sound to you like maybe this is the end of the road for him?
Yeah, you know, I would think that. But, you know, I never want to tell a guy, you know, what to do with his career. I thought, you know, last year was the end of the road for him, but it sure sounds like it, right? I mean, you know, how many times is Pedroia going to go through this? It has to be taxing mentally, let alone physically. And he's had a great career, an MVP career, a World Series career, and I think no matter what, when he does decide time's up, there will be a place for him in this organization. I mean, you know, when you talk about some of the glory years of the Red Sox, you know, he was a guy that laid it on the line every single day, you know, gave it all on his feet on the field. And so I know it didn't end up the way he liked it, you know, talking about his career, but, you know, he had some great years in Boston, no doubt about it.
It was pretty strange to watch an AFC championship game without the Patriots last weekend, but I like this Super Bowl matchup. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I wonder, you know, if the matchup is going to be the 49ers defense against this Kansas City offense, or will it be the Kansas City defense? Like, because if the San Francisco 49ers get, you know, anything out of Garoppolo and that offense, I got to feel like defense, you know, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, right? I feel like that anytime the Chiefs play, you know, a good game defensively against them is holding them to 24 points or something like that. And so I'm expecting, you know, like a 38-34 kind of game. And the question is, are the Chiefs going to make Jimmy Garoppolo beat them? That's how I would approach it. I'd, you know, focus on the run and make Jimmy Garoppolo make throws.
You think anything's changed with Tom Brady and the likelihood of him returning or moving on since he walked off the field in that last game?
I don't think so. You know, you hear the reports and he's saying, you know, he's open to exploring free agency. Then you hear Robert Kraft saying, you know, we want him back. And so I don't think nothing has really changed in Brady's mind. I think ultimately it's going to come down to money. You know, if the Patriots offer him a 2-year $60 million kind of deal, I think he takes it. If they try to, you know, shortchange him again, I think maybe he looks at other options. And so you're hearing all the reports that, you know, they've moved and, you know, they're in Connecticut now. You know, I don't know, but I still think, you know, if I had to bet on it, Brady returns to New England, but it's probably like a 55-45 split or a 60-40. I don't think it's a slam dunk.
6:30 tonight for Celtics pregame live in the brand new shiny Kyle Draper NBC Sports Studios.
Yes, 6:30 tonight. Scal and I will be broadcasting, and you've got to tune in right at 6:30. So I say start watching NBC Sports Boston at about 6:15 or so, because you don't want to miss the beginning of the show. We got something special lined up.
We'll be there. It sounds like a great plan. Drapes, enjoy it tonight, and we'll catch you again next week.
All right, Rich. Talk to you soon, man.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston. Of course, Celtics pregame live tonight. Check it out. And the brand new studio as well on NBC Sports Boston.